You're listening to Vatican Radio.
This is Vatican Radio. I'm Chris Ultieri. The Prefect Emeritus of the Congregation for Divine Worship and the Discipline of the Sacraments, Cardinal Francis Arinze, shared a reflection with Vatican Radio for the solemnity of the Most Holy Body and Blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. The central focus of Cardinal Arinze's extended meditation was the abiding Eucharistic faith of the Church and the great joy of Christians in giving witness to that faith, especially in the Eucharistic processions that mark the Feast of Corpus Christi here at Rome and in countless towns and cities around the world.
The celebration of the solemnity of the Body and Blood of Christ has great importance in the Church. The actual day for the celebration is Thursday, following Trinity Sunday. But in some countries, it is celebrated on the following Sunday. Whichever it is very important. In Rome, the Holy Father himself celebrates Mass in front of St. John Lateran Basilica, and after that, there is a procession from that basilica to St. Mary Major. It is beautiful. You see their clergy, religious, lay faithful in great numbers, and the streets are well decorated. Now, our faith brings us to this central event that Christ himself, the night before he suffered, he gave to his church his body and blood as sacrifice and sacrament. The Holy Eucharist as sacrifice is the sacrifice of Calvary, which Christ offered on Good Friday, celebrated on our altars in a sacramental way, that is, in the form of bread and wine, which at consecration become the body and blood of Christ and are offered to God the Father, so that the Eucharistic sacrifice or the Mass is the same as the sacrifice of Calvary, the difference being that at Mass, Christ uses the ministry of his priests. And also at Mass, Christ does not shed blood. He shed blood once for all on Calvary. But it is that sacrifice of Christ. The chief person offering is Christ. At Mass, he uses also the ministry of his priests. The person offered is Christ, body and blood. The difference being again that at Mass, Christ associates the church with himself. So, as St. Augustine says, through Christ, the church learns also to offer herself. It is in memorial of his death and resurrection. So that the Eucharistic celebration is the central event in the worship that the church offers to God. There is also that dimension that the Eucharistic sacrifice verifies the four reasons for the virtue of religion. And the four reasons for virtue of religion are adoration, thanksgiving, reparation, and supplication. So the Mass is offered primarily to adore God, to thank him, to ask for forgiveness, reparation, make reparation for our sins, and then finally to ask God for what we need for body and soul. On the other hand, the Holy Eucharist is a sacrament. It isn't only sacrifice, it is also sacrament. As a sacrament, it is the body and blood of Christ offered to God at Mass, received by us at Mass, and we call that Holy Communion, holy togetherness with Christ. We receive Christ so that he will increase the life of grace in us. He will make us more like him. He will give us strength to fight our spiritual battle on earth. And he gives us a pledge of the kingdom of heaven. That means he gives us a ticket for going to heaven. As you have a ticket to board the train or boarding pass for aeroplane, the person who receives Holy Eucharist has the boarding pass to go to heaven if you do not throw away that ticket by sin. Now, it is very important for us to reflect on the veneration which the Church offers to the Holy Eucharist. The Church offers veneration to Christ in this sacrament inside the Mass, genuflecting. You notice it when the priest consecrates bread, it becomes body of Christ, he genuflects. Wine, consecrated, blood of Christ, he genuflects. Before we receive Holy Communion, we genuflect. Adoration. But also, after Mass, the Holy Eucharist remains as a sacrament, not only in the effects, like all the other sacraments remain in their effects after the sacramental celebration. But in the case of the Holy Eucharist, it isn't only the effects that remain. It is the sacrament itself that remains. You notice the body of Christ is put inside the tabernacle. The blood of Christ is not put in because it is not practical to put in the body of Christ in the form of wine because it will not last so well. But in the form of bread, yes. That is why we put the Blessed Sacrament after Mass in the tabernacle. The reasons are many. First, so that we can bring the Holy Eucharist to sick people and those who are dying or those who are not able to come to Mass. Second, so that we can visit Christ in this sacrament. We adore him. It can be private, 5 minutes adoration, 1 hour adoration, 40 hours adoration, organized, personal, group. Excellent. There is another reason for reservation of the Blessed Sacrament, Eucharistic benediction. Christ blesses us. The priest or deacon or bishop takes the Holy Eucharist in the form of put in a monstrance or in a ciborium and makes the sign of the cross over the people. But there is another reason, and it is very prominent today, procession. Eucharistic procession. That is, the Holy Eucharist is carried along. We walk in front and behind Christ our King along the streets of our town. In Rome here, from St. John Lateran Basilica to St. Mary Major Basilica. And the Pope is there, the cardinals, bishops, religious, men, women, little children, everybody's there, flowers, singing the excellent Eucharistic hymns that incorporate very much the faith of the Church in the Holy Eucharist. Listen to them, sing them, love them, read them. It is just a wonderful feast. Some of the texts have been composed by the master of theologians, St. Thomas Aquinas. But not only St. Thomas Aquinas, St. Bonaventure, and other saints, and the whole tradition of the Church. It is really a beautiful banquet in which Christ is received, the mind is filled with grace, and the pledge of eternal glory is given to us. Every Catholic should love the solemnity of the body and blood of Christ.
That was the Prefect Emeritus of the Congregation for Divine Worship and the Discipline of the Sacraments, Cardinal Francis Arinze, talking about the Feast of Corpus Christi. I'm Chris Altieri.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.